Here's a nice question that was asked by a member of our Kehila, and that is whether you're allowed to use these chemical bags on Shabbat to heat up your hand and feet. So these chemical bags that heat up, you put it inside your shoes or you put it inside your gloves, and it'll help you warm up on Shabbat. Can you use, or on any day, are you allowed to use this on Shabbat? So the two issues that you have to deal with over here, and that is Bishul and Makeh B'Patish. I'm going to be following the tshuva. It was written by one of the teachers at Frisch, Rav Asher Bush. Very fine Tamid Chacham, very fine Posek, an old friend of mine, deals well in his Shelot Tshuvot called Shoel Bishlomo Siman Kaf. And here is, and let's start off with Bishul. So we know that Bishul only applies if you heat something to the point of Yad, so let it bow. Right? So what is the point of Yad, so let it bow? So Yad, so let it bow, according to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, is 113 degrees Fahrenheit, 45 degrees Celsius. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, is 43 degrees Celsius, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So what does this have to do with these chemical bags? Well, they're two different types. One of them gets heated up between 126, 144 degrees Fahrenheit, 52 to 60 degrees Celsius. That is a problem. Sometimes it even gets as high as 70 degrees Celsius. That already we have to worry about Bishul. Now, even though there's no fire, nonetheless, you have Rosh Feinstein or Rav Soloveitchik believe that there is Bishul even if you don't have fire. This is a point of contention. There's a lot to discuss about this. This is a Rambam, Perish HaMishneyot, in the fourth parak Masechet Shabbat, which may indicate otherwise, but we are concerned about Bishul. But there is a type where the heat actually gets quite a lot. There's a type of these chemical bags where they usually only gets to 96 degrees Fahrenheit and never gets higher than 109 degrees Fahrenheit, which just misses the Yad Zaletipo of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And so according to that, you're okay. And even if it's playing it very much too close to comfort, you should know there's a whole big question anyway whether this is Bishul. And anyway, it's only going to get very, very hot with a delay of time. So at worst, it's Gerama. It is considered to be indirect. And therefore, at worst, in Yisur D'Rabbanan, it's not what you intended for Bishul, and a good question is Bishul altogether. So there's room to be mekel, to use that kind of these chemical bags that only get to that usually only get to 96 and at most get to 109. So you've overcome the issue of Bishul, but there's still an issue of makeh b'patish. Makeh b'patish malachaz, when you complete an item. Well, here you have an item and you're completing it. Well, once again, you have two ways of doing it. There's one way of shaking it up. You can actually shake it up, and that's what activates the heat. That would be more of a problem. But if it's the type where all you do is just you open up the bag and it's exposed to oxygen and gets hot, there already there's room to say it's not my keva patish because you have Rashi and Shabbat ayin dalim abet, where the Gemara says someone who makes a chavit, someone who makes a jar on Shabbat is violated a number of Yisurim, but does not say Makev Patish. You know, well, he's completed an item. Why is not Makev Patish? So Rashi says something very important, that it's not considered to be Makev Patish because it's Me'aleh Nigmara. It happens passively by itself. Makev Patish is only when you actively finish, complete a process. And so to here, if you're just opening the bag, and then the chemicals are exposed to oxygen, and it's completed, that would be considered more passively, something passive, and that would be makeh patish. And also, it's something that doesn't last particularly long, and one could therefore argue that it's not makeh patish. So here's the bottom line from Rav Bush. He says as follows. So open it up before Shabbat. Right? So you open up the envelope before you open up the bag before Shabbat, And this will be, it'll get you through Friday night, which will be a lot colder than Shabbat day in usual circumstances. So that's, will be your norm. It'll get you through a good couple of hours. Won't get through for the day, but for the night, these bags will do the trick. So, okay. So you are, you're, so that's if you do it on Erev Shabbat. What about on Shabbat itself, opening up on Shabbat itself? Well, if you get the kind that doesn't get hotter than 109 degrees, and if you get the kind that you are not actively opening the bag, you don't shake it up, you just open up the bag and the oxygen and the chemicals are exposed to oxygen and then it reacts and then it gives off heat. That one, there's room to be lean on Shabbat day itself. So if it's really, really, really cold, and if it's a question of either using this or going to the Beit Knesset, they're ready. Rabbi Bush comes to the conclusion, I think he's right, that it's really so cold and so bad that it's either the choice of using this or going to Beit Knesset. He said there's room to be lenient to use these bags on Shabbat. You rely on the approaches to say that it's not considered to be makev patish, it's passive and it's only something temporary. And so again, you have to use the right one. And in a case of great need, you can open up on Shabbat itself. Again, the one that you don't shake, you just open it up and expose the chemicals to oxygen. And the one that doesn't get heat higher than 109, in case of great need, there's room to be lenient. Wishing everybody much bracha and a Shavua Tov.